Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Plyer in the Nick DiGilio studios on the seventh floor of the Tribune Tower, the Allstate Showcase Studios here on 720 WGN. So, you know, a little something I want to share with you because I've been hosting the Morning Pell the last week and was off my show the week before that. So, you know, it has been nothing short of exhausting. And it has started with the Chicago Cubs World Series journey. And it ended with the presidential election cycle coming to a close, an uncivil war of rhetoric and resentments that has scoured the country. And I know America is frustrated, but the rhetoric I have heard from both sides of the aisle has been nothing short of troubling. We do live in the greatest country in the history of mankind. America is a unique country founded with key principles of freedom. American founding fathers felt that this concept was of the utmost importance when they were deciding what the United States of America would be and how it would function. So much so that they wrote this line into the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, we're first at spreading freedom and democracy across the world, and there's no second. America is the world's oldest continuous functioning democracy. There are free people in other countries because the United States led the way. Now, personally, I'm fiscally conservative, but socially liberal, which often means, for me, there's no clear candidate that ever truly provides that balance. Was I happy with either candidate? Like millions of Americans, I was not. The morning after the election, I was in my local Starbucks and I said, "Good morning," to a neighbor. She replied, "Is it?" And I said, "Why, yes. I just kissed my wife goodbye, dropped our kids off at school, and I'm heading into work. Life is pretty good." For the record, I would have said that no matter who won. And I mean that. "You're one of those," she replied. I said, "I don't know what one of those was." And she walked away. And I thought, really, is that the way it's going to be? I've heard friends and neighbors who have voted differently that won't even talk to each other or pick up the phone. I saw a social media post stating, "What am I going to tell my children? What are you going to tell them? Tell them they live in America, land of the free. We have the freedom to vote. It doesn't always turn out the way we want. But we are lucky and blessed because this is America." Do I think Donald Trump has the temperament to be president? I do not. Do I approve of his bigoted comments and beliefs? I do not. Do I agree with Governor Pence supporting a constitutional amendment to ban marriage equality, support public spending on conversion therapy, or allowing blatant discrimination? I do not. Do I believe what Hillary Clinton has said about those who have worked hard and built wealth in this country that translate into evil? I do not. Some of the wealthy give away their fortunes, many of them hoping to help those who are suffering the most. To lump everybody into what is referred as to that 1% is simply unfair. There is evil in the world, but it spreads across every income level. Do I trust her after she allowed the use of personal email accounts to conduct official State Department and classified business? I don't. She's been investigated by the FBI more times than I can count. Do I trust her in general? I do not. 44% of Americans think Trump is a racist. 62% said Clinton is untrustworthy. Well, these were our choices. Voting is our right, and America's voted. Now, there are celebrities with big voices that have said they would leave the country if Trump was elected. Bryan Cranston, Samuel L. Jackson, Miley Cyrus, Barbara Streisand, Amy Schumer, who retracted that statement this week, Chelsea Handler, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Al Sharpton. Well, folks, if you got to go, you got to go. If you don't want to be here, so be it. You can stay and fight for what you believe in and let your voice be heard, or you can go. I'm proud to be here. Is America perfect? It is not. Do I respect the office of the President of the United States? I do, regardless if I agree with their policies or not. It's the right that I have. We need to unite as we are one America. moving forward is really, truly what makes America great. President Obama stated, "We are all on the same team. We are all rooting for the new president's success." Secretary Clinton said she hoped that this would be a successful president for all Americans. "We owe him an open mind and a chance to lead." And President-elect Trump, whether you like him or not, said, "Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it's time for us to get together as one united people. It's time. I pledge to every American of our land that I will be president for all Americans." Well, maybe I'm going to choose to believe them. That's my right, and that's my hope. I know there's so many different thoughts and opinions. Mm-hmm. I just needed to just speak and get it out a little
May
bit.
May I say?
Yes, sir.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I know, I obviously I'm very loyal to the station, and I mm-hmm. listen to all the time, and I feel like we lean a little bit too far to the left, and I think our audience is very vast and wide, and you know, we got to make sure we're talking about both sides of the fence. But I know this has been such a divisive issue. And when you see things on social media and the news and people getting beat up and people not talking to each other anymore. And, you know, Katy Perry, I heard her say something like, "Well, you know, I know my parents have voted for Trump and I voted for Clinton, and we're going to have to sit down to Thanksgiving dinner."
You know, the line is, can we agree to disagree?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. This is.
No.
Why hate your neighbor? Because yeah. they did something different than you. Isn't difference what makes us
yeah.
so much together?
I know you don't want to say make it great, do you?
Well, no, it's our differences that bring us together. It's
absolutely.
What makes this country what it is.
That's absolutely true.
Everybody is different. We all come from different places. Nobody in their heritage was born here.
Right.
If you go way back in the time machine.
I was born in Park Ridge, but yeah, I do understand.
Yeah. Oh, further way
well,
back
no,
than
you know
that.
What? We're going to talk about this later, too, yeah. Andrew, because I don't know if you... Do you have veterans in your family?
Yeah, well, my dad.
Yeah, see, we're going to definitely...
I was an only son because my brother had died early on, but he was in college during the Vietnam War. He could have gone, but he died. I was an only son, so plus when... my number came up in the draft, something that young people today wouldn't understand.
No, they wouldn't. No.
The year before I became eligible, my number was, like I think, something like 16.
Yeah. But
the year I was eligible, it was 300 and something.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the veterans and stuff a little bit later. But you're right. I went back and I actually posted something on Facebook today about my grandfather. And
mm-hmm. I saw that. It was
really
wonderful.
Thank you.
I read
you.
The whole thing. It was beautiful.
It was long. I know, social media is for quick bites, but I really.
But I love that kind of stuff. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. And please check it out, folks. But you're right. Everyone is from someplace.
Yeah.
I just think that even one person, and I say one person, leads the country, you still have your voice through your representatives and really get your voice out there any way you can to get your point across. And so one person isn't going to make every final decision. And I know our current president has used executive power a little mm-hmm. more than some people care for, but those privileges. But you have to get things passed the Senate and the Congress to get anything done. And I really, truly believe that that he's going to do what's best and I'm hoping what's balanced for the country.
Well, he's got a Congress that, even though the Republicans have the majority in both houses, they're not all the same.
No, absolutely.
There
not.
Are numerous different factions within the Republican Party.
So true.
Many of them did not endorse the president-elect.
Right, exactly.
So, it's going to be give and take just as it has been for every president.
And I do. And I feel for people that are concerned and about their well-being, whether they're gay and lesbian or whether they're an immigrant, whatever it might be. I understand mm-hmm. that there's concerns, but... I think we have to remember, and I remember this from somebody I used to work for years ago, who in a corporation that I was working for, everybody, it was kind of like department against department. It mm-hmm. was, you know, it was a lot of infighting. And the new CEO that took over said, hey, folks, it's us against everybody else.
Yeah.
And not that you want to have that attitude like that, but mm-hmm. but it's we've got to work as a team because we've got to, you know, make it happen. And that's really what this is, you know, now we've at some level, we have to come together. But I have a buddy of mine, though, that said he walked outside on his front porch to take his son to school and walked down the stairs and said good morning to his neighbors across the street. And they knew who he voted for, and they knew who they voted for. They've known each other for years. They go to dinner together. Would not say hello. Wouldn't just kind of gave a little look like, mm-hmm, and walked into the car. And I thought, gosh, is it gotten down to that? And then the rhetoric gets so awful.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, whether I defend my own opinion on something or the one thing that bothered me is what am I going to tell my children? I mean, you live in the greatest land in the country. Mm-hmm. Fight for what you believe in. That's what you tell your children, not that you got a piece of garbage in the White House. I was taught to respect the president of the United States, no matter who it was. And, you know, I've loved, there's been Democratic presidents I've loved, and there's been Republican presidents that I've loved. Mm-hmm. But it's not for me to choose. It's for America to choose, and I get my vote. And if my vote didn't win, I'm still going to back our leader, you know?
That's it's what makes the democracy a democracy.
Yeah.
And if you're just now having that conversation with your children, then you need to think back about why you didn't have this conversation with your children before the election.
Yeah.
It's every two years, you need to have a conversation with your children about what we do when we have an election, why we have elections, the need for everyone to get out. You and I had this discussion a long time ago. You know how I feel about people who don't go out and vote. It's their right not to vote. I understand that. But when the president of our country is elected with a quarter of support of all those qualified to vote for that office,
right,
I'm concerned. It's like I don't know what you can compare it to, where somebody wins with only a quarter of the vote.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is I think people, you know, they talk about the media being so liberal, which I kind of agree that it is, that they gave, including shows like Saturday Night Live, they gave mm-hmm. such a level of confidence that there was no way on God's green earth mm-hmm. that Donald Trump would get in office. I think there's a lot of people that would have voted for Hillary that did not go and vote and stayed home.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's part of it, too. And I think that's a part of it every election. When you see that the popular vote is so tied, you know, or so, you know, so close to each other, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing that I also heard was that there was a large chunk of voters who were registered who didn't vote because they felt totally disenfranchised by both candidates.
Yeah.
Like they didn't even have a card in the deck to play, no matter who won.
Yeah.
And this kept a lot of them home. And that's disconcerting to me, too, that our two political parties could not reach out to everyone. And I have concerns there, too, unfortunately.
So does Mark. Mark, you're on 720 WGN. You got a story to share.
Yeah, I have a friend who was telling me that his parents had decided to sort of part ways with a friend of the family because their political views were so different. And my friend wrote to his parents to say, I don't agree with that. I don't see the need to exclude her from our circle, you know, just because you disagree so strongly on politics. And then he wrote, he added a comment in his email. He said, not exactly honoring mother and father, is it? And I wrote back to him and said, according to the Jewish concept of honoring father and mother, this is actually irrelevant because honoring father and mother in the ancient Hebrew world meant that you took care of them and you were there for them. But it didn't mean that you had to exactly obey them on every point or agree with them on every point throughout your adult life.
Sure. Yeah, I absolutely. And this is something, again, that I have a really hard time, you know, fathoming that people, I really do feel that that is divisive. And you know what? Somebody just texted me at 773, and I'm trying to read through it here, about the fact that that if this was a Democratic win, we would be, you know, the Republican side would be expected to be to not bash the current president, and if you weren't, you would be bigoted and so forth. And now that it's a Republican president, if you say anything, it's almost like you can't say anything at all.
Yeah.
If you have a different opinion, like it is that extreme, and
well,
I think
the president is not a deity. You know, it's not like you're committing blasphemy if you say that you disagree with something the president does. But a lot of people treat it as if it were, oh, I can't talk to you anymore because you're denouncing the president. Well, that's foolish.
Yeah. 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 Good point.
And I have friends. Yeah. I have friends with whom I have fairly significant theological and ideological disagreements, but I don't, you know, exclude them from my circle, as it were.
Yeah.
You know, and if I'm welcoming towards them and they reconsider their opinions, they're going to come to me because I've always been welcoming towards them. But if I'm not welcoming and I'm constantly critical, you know, if they're reconsidering their own outlook, they're not going to come to me because I've, you know, I've been excluding them and criticizing them all along. Why would they trust me?
Sure. Yeah, and as I said, I have friends from both sides, and as I said too in the beginning, I'm fiscally conservative. I just like a smaller government. I'm a small business owner, and I know what some of the policies have done from a business standpoint. But I'm socially liberal, I generally, it's very difficult to choose somebody to vote for in any election because nobody covers that. Nobody covers that for me. So, you know, women's right to choose, gay rights, all that. I'm all for that, but I like a smaller government. So I have different opinions. Yeah. Everybody has a different opinion, and it's okay to do that, Mark, right?
Yeah, that's part of the problem is that a lot of outlooks are clustered and cluttered under one political party. And so I never fully agree or fully disagree with either candidate.
Yeah, same here. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. What do you think about that? And I'm looking at some texts that came in.
Oh, already?
Yeah, there's about three or four that said, okay. Hey, Dave, great speech. You know, glad you let your voice be heard, too, and blah, blah, blah. And then I get another one, 312. I'm not a fanatical Bernie supporter nor Trump enthusiast, not a Rand Paul fan nor Hillary. However, I still can't believe Trump will be POTUS. Crazy. It is a little crazy.
Well,
it is a little crazy because...
And you know what? I think one of the problems that a lot of people are having is that all the pundits and polls and statistics and everything you can shake your fist at pointed to Hillary Clinton being elected. And I think a lot of people are still a little shell-shocked as to the way it turned out, for whatever reason. And I think that's having a lot of effect on it. Yeah, I was just watching the Roosevelts again, the Ken Burns documentary on PBS. It was on last night. And it was at the time where Teddy Roosevelt didn't agree with the Republican Party that he had led and went in and started the Bull Moose or the Progressive Party to run against, exactly as what we just had with Clinton and Trump and Bernie Sanders. As I'm watching it, I'm going, oh, my God, this is the election today. And everything was the same. And it pretty much tore apart the Republican Party, which eventually led then to FDR coming in the Democratic Party.
Right.
To take over and run things. So like everything that has happened before is happening now.
Yeah, this isn't new. No, you're totally right, Roger. Totally right. Here's another one, 630. But Trump made the wounds, and now his just kidding is supposed to make it okay. After 8 years of Republicans, now they want everyone to work together. Pretty disingenuous, wouldn't you say? I think that proof is going to have to be in the pudding. You know, there's a lot of... It's a lot of things people do, a lot of things. And you know this from both sides of the fence,
sure,
that say things to get elected. And then let's see where this actually ends up. 224 says, Dave, I'm just curious. I agree that we should respect the office of president, but the person needs to earn the respect. How do we explain to our kids that they should respect someone who's a racist, bigoted, misogynistic, not looking for an argument, just genuinely confused? Respect mm-hmm. goes both ways. I can't respect someone who doesn't respect others. I said that in the beginning of the conversation that I don't approve of by any means mm-hmm. and any right-minded person of what he has said in the past. And I am just as hopeful as any American out there that this rhetoric will cool down and he will lead by example. So I'm hopeful. If it doesn't work out that way, then that is up to America and it's up to its citizens to let their voice be heard that it's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And we move forward from there.
Yeah, we do that through our votes. We've got another 2 years before representatives are up for election again.
Yep.
Then 2 years after that, another presidential election. That's why we do this every 4 years.
That's exactly right. And Jill, you're on 720 WGN. You've got a point from the other side of things.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. First off, I loved your statement. It's so balanced and calm. I swear, I remember I kept saying, I can't wait till this is over. I can't wait till this is over. And it's not over.
No.
People aren't settling down. And except this rioting is just, you know, unacceptable. I've voted plenty of times where my candidate didn't win. And I wish the new president the best of luck. If you're religious, pray for him. If you think he needs to examine himself, that he has his better angels prevail. But I was just going to say, as far as them miscalling it, thinking Clinton would win, I did vote for Trump. And when I told my sister asked me who I voted for, she said, that is so stupid. And when I talked to my dad, I didn't tell him who I voted for. He said, you have to be an idiot to vote for Trump. So I think a lot of people who are voting for Trump didn't say anything because there was a stigma attached to it.
There was a lot of backlash. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. So, but one of the things, as you said, Jill, is people don't want to talk about it. That's what happened in the polls as well, right. is because nobody wanted to admit that they voted for Trump. I appreciate the call, Jill. Thank you so much. And then here's my last text, 773. Love your show for fun and laughter. Please not the seriousness the rest of the night. I promise that we won't do that. We're going to have some fun.